I'm going to ask you, what is a testamentary trust?
Testamentary is a word describing death, at the time of death, you know, so, and a trust is a vehicle to hold assets. It's a separate legal entity. That's not my legal definition because I'm not a legal dictionary. So a testamentary trust is something that you will design and put inside your will so that your assets are given to certain people and put into a trust on behalf of those people. So you're not giving your assets or your cash direct to the person for them to lose or anything like that. It's a very clever, cute way of taking care of your people after you die.
Okay. So who should use it?
I've decided that given that we have superannuation, most people have superannuation and a lot of people have a death benefit or life insurance, like it's called a death benefit, inside your super fund. I've decided that if you own your own home and you have superannuation, you should ask the question. You should ask your lawyer the question whether you should be giving your assets to your beneficiaries inside a testamentary trust.
That'd impress the lawyer to go, who are these people? How do they know about that?
Yeah. And so the people that don't need one, my people that I sit with and do their testamentary plans, their estate plans, the people that don't need to offer that to their beneficiaries are people that are renting and people that don't have super.
Okay.
And so those people still have a right to make a decision about who is going to manage their estate, who's the executor, who's going to make a choice about their assets, their personal items, who's going to make a decision about that type of thing. So I still sit with those and also about powers of attorney, advanced care directive. So people who are renting without super, I will recommend a standard or simple will.
Yeah.
And the items, and we will together choose who will manage their estate on after their death. And we will give out those items that they own to the people that they love. Absolutely. That's the words. Everybody else should consider giving their assets to their beneficiaries inside of a testamentary trust. It's a way to protect the assets from the person's life, their events, and it's also a clever way or a good way for income distribution, tax planning, other things. It's also it's a different way of it's just different.
All right, so Fiona, we might go to a break, but when we come back, can I ask you the question of the various types of testamentary trusts?
Are we going to do this all day? It's just testamentary.
So a discretionary one then? No?
Yeah, but say the word testamentary.
Testamentary.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So we'll go to a song then we'll go to a break and then we'll come back talking about testamentary trust.
How's well that? Done, mate. Well
thanks,
done.
Thanks. Appreciate that. And we do support the community. And my special guest, as always, is Fiona Shilton from yourestatelawyer.com.au. I tell you what, if you've ever thought about wills and things like that, this is certainly an...
Have you, though? Do people think about their wills? Have you ever thought about your wills? What were you saying? Sorry.
No, you're quite right. Most people will go, I do need to get around to that one day, and it never bloody well happens. And the worst thing that could ever happen to you is you die without a will or an out-of-date will, to be honest. And it's interesting going through all the various things that we've been talking about, even when you were talking about executors and people mispronouncing it as executors.
Are
you an executor of the will? Yeah.
Yeah, I was suggesting that we could spend a whole Thursday morning mispronouncing words.
Yeah, well, legal terminology.
All sorts of words, though.
True.
But I sort of, I thought today we'd talk about testamentary trust because that's the golden land for you as a person that is going to die one day to set one up for your beneficiaries.
Gives you ultimate power, doesn't it, to carry on after you've passed.
Yeah, but it's I'm saying that God. it's It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate gift to your family. So instead of talking about the negatives, I'm sick of talking about the negatives. Oh, if I don't have a will, where's my missing will? Where's my, it's out of date, I've got to do it yourself will, I've got this and that. I'm sort of like, why are we always talking the negatives? I'm like, when I'm talking in the negatives, I'm just trying to get you to first base.
Think.
I'm trying to, like, when I talk about where is your will, I'm literally just trying, literally, figuratively trying to get you to first base. I'm sick of first base because first base actually isn't best place for you to set up your benefit, your family. I want to hang out in the cool, in the golden
lands.
I want home runs. I want you to be like actually making sure your family stay friends after you die. I want you to give your family, your beneficiaries, an opportunity to set up a testamentary trust after you're dead to hold their inheritance in from you. And with that testamentary trust, it provides an ongoing long, I don't know, gift, vehicle, protection, I don't know, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me a question now.
Can I? All right. So we talked about testamentary trust and what is a discretionary one then?
Yes.
Can I ask you that?
Okay. So you can – testamentary trust
Come on,
is –
say it. You've said it often enough.
You're wearing plaid.
Oh, I knew it would have to come out.
In cotton. Plaid, cotton.
Aaron Williams.
Okay, so when estate planning yep. is about looking at who you are, what you own, your debts,
yep.
then it's about looking at who you would like to take care of in the event of your death. It's about looking at each of your beneficiaries and where they're at in life. So it just, and depending on where they're at and what they've been dealt with in life, will determine the type of trust or testamentary trust that we can set up for them. So discretionary is probably the most common because most of us are common type people. And what that will mean is that you will have discretionary just means choice.
Got it.
You can do what you like with it. It's held, so you will be given your inheritance from the will maker and it will be held in a separate legal entity, like your trust, but you will have some control over it as mm-hmm. the trustee
mm-hmm.
and you're also the beneficiary. So you can do what you like with it. There's no ruling from the grave when it comes to a discretionary testamentary trust. It even as far as saying that in my will, I give your beneficiary an opportunity to opt out. If they really want their lump sum payment out and they don't want to set up a trust, then they don't have to. As long as there's a few, I have some criteria there, which of course the will maker we talk about together. So they don't necessarily even have to set one up. We're not trying to rule from the grave. The next option is protective. So discretionary, like I said, is it's a separate legal entity. It's holding all the assets in there and the good things about it, I'm sorry, I'm sticking back with discretionary. The good things about a discretionary testamentary trust are that it is not you. So if you get sued, that trust, the money held in that or the assets held in that are protected from third-party claims.
Yeah.
If you end up bankrupt, like, because the world, we're entrepreneurial, innovative, all the things. So if we go bankrupt, or if we are bankrupt at the date of the person's death, then the money is protected from the trustee bankruptcy.
So it's asset protection.
Yes, asset protection. And then also protected from your relationship breakdown as well. There's a lot of caveats, big word there, a lot of conditions attached to that. But for me, I'm hanging out with will makers, setting up the scene, setting up plans to take care of our people after we're dead. When you're dead, there are a heap of choices that your beneficiaries can make that will increase asset protection or decrease it. So, but as a will maker, we're not trying to rule from the grave. We're not trying to make people do certain things. But we can protect certain ways out of the family court.
Assets for underage kids as well.
Different, okay. Sort of,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish that. If you receive an inheritance and you hold it in a testamentary trust and your relationship breaks down, then those assets held in that trust are not automatically part of the asset pool in the family court.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
So instead of receiving your inheritance from grandma and paying off your house, and in 3 years' time you and your partner break up and you lose half your house, you lose your granny's inheritance.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, okay. About kids, yeah. So with a discretionary testamentary trust, I would pay a testamentary trust allows you to pay income to children up to the adult tax-free threshold.
Righto.
So at the moment it's about 18.2.
Mm-hmm.
I have three kids at home. If I had a testamentary trust, I'd be paying three times 18.2. I'm a lawyer, not a mathematician. But that's a lot of tax-free income coming out of a trust. That's not the same as a family trust that you set up during your lifetime. It's called inter vivos. Don't know if that's how to pronounce it, actually. There's a family. Lots of people set up family trusts to distribute income out of it. You can only pay a minor beneficiary out of a family trust $1,100 a year.
Three of them is about $44,000. So there you go.
Oh, is that what you were just doing then, mate? On your fingers?
No, on my eyes. Rolling them back. I'm a common person. I should get paid for this.
Yeah, so discretionary is all the cool things. If your life's good, this thing's good. If your life's a bit bad, it's also good. It's all good. It's good for good beneficiaries, bad beneficiaries. It's excellent. A protective trust is where the person is unable to manage their life for all sorts of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you will choose, the will maker will choose an executor, an executor, to manage the estate, to get a grant of probate and distribute assets, and that person is the first one that will be the boss of your protected testamentary trust for your chosen beneficiary. Your chosen beneficiary will never be the boss of the money.
Yeah.
They're only a beneficiary. Only, when I say only, so you're taking care of that person. They're reaping the rewards of it. They are consulted, but they don't have ultimate say over it, no control over it. So, yeah, and there's reasons for doing that. And then you can also do it's called a special disability trust.
Okay.
So that's for people that do not have the rules are quite strict, actually, through Centrelink. They come up with the rules, but it's just about people that ultimately will not have children, who cannot manage, who do not have legal capacity. And, you know, they're the people that we all need to be taken care of. So your will provide a vehicle to hold their money in that type of trust and also continue to receive government assistance and other things.
All right. Mm. When we come back from the break and the song, which I've picked out of Love of the Common People, because I feel a bit common today, we might talk a bit about tax benefits that come with this.
Yay.
Thank you. You're listening to hillsradio.com.au with Fiona Shilton, your estate lawyer. And if you want to know more or send her an email, just hello@yourestatelawyer.com.au. Hills Radio, the voice of the Adelaide Hills. Yeah, very big thank you to all of our sponsors, including Fiona Shilton from Your Estate Lawyer, great supporter of Hills Radio, and we very much appreciate her making her time every Thursday morning to come in and talk about legal aspects and especially wills. So, Fiona, just to recap on the tax benefits, you were saying around about 18-odd grand per...
It's whatever the adult tax-free threshold is each year.
Okay.
Your minor... So if you inherit from your grandma... and she gives it to you via a testamentary trust, you can hold that money in that. It can earn income, or you can pay capital out of it, actually. And that income, instead of paying it to the worker, to the employed or the business owner, you can pay it to your children into your own bank account because you can pay it out to the children, and they are entitled to the adult tax-free threshold. So if the testamentary trust is earning income, that income can be distributed to your children, paid to yourself. So you're just injecting more money into your family, and the deceased, the will maker, is helping take care of those people.
Mm.
So you as the beneficiary, like, you might decide to work less because you have this opportunity to earn income. You could use that income to pay your mortgage. You can use that, yeah. So it's just it's a vehicle. It's a separate legal entity. It has its own. It's tax, pays tax, and the beneficiaries have
So being in a relationship that you're sometimes you're not sure about, or you've just been burnt several times, you want to make sure that you're safe. Having your own trust even is a nice way to protect something you might have received an inheritance from or something like that.
No, your question's a bit all over.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, because a family trust is set up by you during your lifetime, mm-hmm. and that will gain certain asset protections, income distribution opportunities, things like that. Mm-hmm. People set up trusts during their lifetime because it holds assets separate to you. You protect yourself, because if you yourself muck up, then that's protected.
Right.
The family court, if you're talking about breaking up through that, mm-hmm. the family court is quite happy to lift the veil and get in amongst a family trust that you've set up.
Right.
So a test, you don't, if you receive an inheritance, you can do what you like with that money, and it might be put it in your family trust, but you do not get the benefits of a testamentary trust because you've received the cash out of the estate as a lump sum absolute. Now, absolute, what you do with that, it passes through you, then there's implications around that. There's capital gains, there's other things. So that's another story. I'm talking to will makers, people today that are still alive and want to take care of their people after they're dead. Your will has the opportunity for your beneficiaries to receive their inheritance in a trust, in a testamentary trust. Your death kicks off setting one up. So the estate itself is managed like a normal estate, like normal death. We identify what your assets are, we get a grant of probate, and then we start to distribute. Everyone gets legal advice and financial advice. And at that point, we hook up with an accountant and they set up a testamentary trust for the people that want to receive their inheritance inside that. That's a separate legal entity, and it will take care. And if the person chooses to run that testamentary trust for the rest of their life, it's a separate legal entity and it has all the asset protection, income distribution. Yeah, and as long as you don't make your partner the trustee of it, one of the controllers of it.
Right.
And one of the other things is when you do receive that money, you are one of the trustees. You may choose to put your accountant or another friend or somebody else as a co-trustee, just to add another layer of you don't have sole control over it. So that if your relationship does end and it becomes part of a family law dispute about divvying up your assets, mm-hmm. well, it's not automatically part of the pile. Yeah, so it's and by the way, I just explained to people, like I said before, I'm not a mathematician, but over half relationships fail. So as will makers, I want to take care of my child and their children and their children. And whoever is good to my child, whoever my child's spouse is at the time, they'll reap the benefits.
Right.
But they're not going to take, in 10 years' time, 20 after I'm dead, they're not going to walk away with half the pizza.
Yeah. Interesting. I saw an article just recently. The average relationship these days is between 8 and 10 years. Marriage. There you go.
But I think that's about phases in life. We don't have to
stick with it anymore.
I used to like pineapple on my pizza. Talking about pizza, I used to like pineapple on my pizza one day. And don't... it's just something, yeah.
So now you don't like it or you do?
Not a fan. I can still pick it off. It's not the worst, but, you know, the choices I made several years ago wouldn't make them today, would I?
Well, let's have a look at Paradise by the Dashboard Light from Meatloaf. And when we come back,
No, not Meatloaf, pizza.
Yeah. What's your phone number, Fiona? If someone wants to contact your estate lawyer, I know you love doing this. You always screw your face up at me, but it's good practice for you. You know, you're not in the court anymore. So what's the number to contact your estate lawyer?
0883125970.
One more time, please.
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for everybody else because, you know, my phone's going to go off.
Of course it is.
It's 0883125970.
There's always a problem of being an empath. I don't know if you're an empath out there, but you pick up on everything. And sometimes it can be great when you're in sales or you're interviewing people, but you take it all to heart at times as well. Fiona, you're a beautiful person, and I know that people that have engaged with you in regard to their wills or other legal matters. Now, you know, I know you play it down, but I know someone very dear to me that recently contacted you, probably about 2 months ago, was having some problems. And did you set them straight? And they actually said to me, thank God I met this person, because they didn't fluff around. They told me exactly what I needed to do. And this person's come back to me, and you know who I'm talking about. And I said, they've never been happier. They've had no more problems. And yeah, if you have ever had problems dealing with narcissistic personalities, I can tell you, someone that can set them straight for you as well. But here we are talking about wills today. And I guess one of the things, we've only got a few minutes left, but one of the things we always do is say, I'll get around to it. And I know that Fiona's advice to you is going to be, get off your backside, go and find your will if you've got one, because that's always a great start, knowing where the darn thing is. And then just make an appointment to say hello to Fiona, because I think one of the things you were talking to me about before is normally, and I'm not going to put all of lawyers and legal people in the one box, but you come in, you do a standard basic legal will with a lawyer or someone like that, and that's it. You've actually got empathy and caring for your clientele, and you want to make sure that they get the absolute best, which I've never seen before. You can speak now.
I know it's taken me a long time to realise that I care. I just assumed that's what everyone was like that. But that simple premise right at the start is the reason why I get myself into all sorts of trouble, because I care. I care about other people, and also want to do the best I can. And that's very, like, all intricate, mixed up together. Because I care, I want you to be okay. I want to do my best job. I want to do all the things. So, yeah. And I am constantly reviewing other wills. Like, people make appointments with me that have already got one. And the person hasn't, the lawyer hasn't realised that the person was gay, or that the... that there was another child in a that nobody there was a child that had been given up or wasn't spoken about. So those sorts of things. And if you're sitting with someone that you don't think, if you don't ask the questions for one thing, and if you don't feel comfortable, you don't share that information.
Sure.
In estate planning, that stuff's really important. About the gay,
yeah,
was
thank you.
What the thing was is about living arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
So treating the person, your partner, as a housemate.
Right.
And then the will itself reflects that.
Right.
Because you weren't
upfront.
And that's not about being upfront. It's like you didn't feel safe to explain.
Divulge.
Yeah, and that's quite common.
Okay.
Because the thing about that is none of us know what a will is. That person didn't know how important it was to do a good will. And so they've done the right thing. They've gone to see a lawyer. They got their documents. They've got a will. They signed it. They've got one. Excellent. Yeah, but then when I have a look at it, does it reflect the person's life, what
no.
they care about? And then the factual side of it, you know, people have, you know, you're letting people down. And the will maker didn't let people down. I say the lawyer did.
I think this is the thing about you, is you don't care, as in what the person's background. It's not going to affect you. You're not judgmental, probably is a better word of saying it, or way of saying it. You do care, but, you know, what they say to you is in confidence, and they just need to feel comfortable and open up. And from being open, you'll suddenly probably discover more about yourself too at the same time.
Yeah, but, like, I'm in no position to judge.
Yeah.
I don't choose to not be judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in no position to. And I was talking about that sort of thing with someone else too, about tolerating someone's choice. Like that just sounds like I'm in a position to then put up with you. That's a hierarchical position all straight away. It's not about tolerating others. It's not about that. That's nothing. It's just being completely and utterly open. This is life. And so if you don't talk about life, if you don't talk about death, then lawyers make lots of money afterwards, and that's less money going to people that you care about. So I am a bit special. I am meeting you where you need to be met. I am doing estate planning completely different to how other lawyers are handling it.
And you are, and you're doing it very well. It's your estate lawyer. It's Fiona Shilton, and they can contact you at hello@yourestatelawyer.com.au.
Yeah.
They can find your website at yourestatelawyer.com.au.